What's it like when you found out you're going to be a dad for the first time? Like, what was your reaction? Please tell me you just lost your shit.
Do you want to know the honest truth?
Yes, honest.
The honest truth was my first, and this is such an a-hole thing to say.
Well, bring it
on. I like where this is going.
Here we go.
It's such an a-hole thing to say. But she said, I'm pregnant. And I said, I thought you were on the pill.
She's like, joke's on you.
Yeah, I take it once a month.
Yeah. And so
she was like, you think you're the only comedian in here. This is the longest punchline of your life, Josh.
She's like, I thought you loved practical jokes. I'm like,
So then how many kids do you have now?
I have three kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got three kids. And
all boys, all girls, mix of both.
Boy, girl, boy, which is a good mix. You know, you learn really early on the difference. Like, I know people are like, we're all the same. And no, we're not all the same. Mm-hmm. And you see very early on the difference between boys and girls.
Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite kid or what's my favorite?
Who's your favorite
gender?
Kid?
Wow.
I will tell you this. I don't have a favorite kid. But from 0 to 12, boys are way harder. And from 12 to whenever you die.
Girls are way harder.
Yeah,
I heard the opposite. I was out with some coworkers, and they were like,
lying to you.
If you're having a boy, like, they're so sweet and awesome, and then their brain just turns off at like the age of 14, and they're dumb and they can't do anything.
Yeah, but would you say which is makes for a better human or what's easier for you?
They're quieter.
Oh, you want them to be dumb? Okay,
listen,
that's fine. Sound easy.
Here's what happens with the girls are smart from day one.
Yeah,
and but what they can do that boys don't do very well, in my experience, is that they can go be by themselves and play. And boys do that, but then if it's too quiet, you're like, why is it so quiet?
Carpet's on fire. Couch has been thrown out the window.
Why is the gas can missing? Where's my lighter?
And what happened to the dog? And why is he wearing blowtorch glasses? From 0 to 12, they will break things, they will run around, and they break things with impunity, and they don't care, and they're dirty. And, like, my son will sit there with his, you know, he would have his hands in his pants. And he would sit there with his hands in his pants, and then he would reach for my chips. I'm like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, well,
we were cool.
He goes, we're related.
Just do what you do, Dad.
This is what he said to me. How do I say this word without you saying? He told me, he goes, he said, I go, you can't, don't touch my chips. Your hands are in your pants. And he goes, yeah, but we have the same germs. I'm like, we don't have the same penis germs. We have different penis germs. Our penis germs are exactly opposite. Everybody's penis germs are different. So you keep yours out of my chips is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Or couldn't you just reach with the other hand? Like, you got it.
I think your wife said the same thing to you. Why don't you keep that out of my chips? Don't bring that in my chips.
Girls are easier when they hit puberty and they hate you.
Yeah.
And boys will just hit puberty and be like, I don't really care. And they want to go in their room and they smell. Like, my son's room, as a teenage boy, their room smells like they've been baking feet in there for like days. Do you know what I mean? It's like a warm. You walk in, you're like, what is that? Why does your room smell like feet and DNA? Like,
what died in here?
No longer clean your room. It's just burn your room.
Oh, I walked into his room. I walked into my, and this is another thing you don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
I walked into his room and said, I'm walking up to his bed. And he goes, oh, don't step on that sock. And I was like, oh, no.
No.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. I go, but you got to push those under the bed. Like, or put them in the hamper.
And
he was like, what? This is my room. And that's when I had to tell him, it's not your room. You're living in my room. Everything in this room is my room, including you, until you're 18.
Yeah, including that sock, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sock is being thrown out. You're going to get bottom of my foot pregnant, you sick.
Not only is it getting thrown out, but you're the one bringing it to the trash. Can and putting it in. I'm not touching that.
And you're wrapping it, you're putting it in a plastic bag because nobody wants to get sewer rats pregnant or something like that. You know what I mean?
You sure? Imagine that a couple years from now. You're walking in Manhattan and you go, that rat looks kind of like my son.
Alligator looks familiar.
Your baseball hat on.
I feel like I need to invite them to the family reunion.
I can't believe you don't know about the bees. I thought everybody knew about the bees.
My parents have bees.
Oh, do they?
Oh my God.
My parents do too, actually.
My parents have bees.
Oh my gosh. It's a bee room. You're the minority.
You don't get it, right?
No.
But you at least know that there's a bee thing going on, right?
Like, tell me.
Like, the bees are dying off.
Yeah, because he's called his parents.
Be honest.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know anything about a bee shortage. My bee app went down, so I don't have.
Brando goes, come on, you know about the bees, right? We all know about things when we talk to our parents that we really don't care to know about. Yeah. I know the weather in southwestern Virginia right now because when I call my father, I go, what's going on? Well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it? I wasn't sure.
I mean, you know, our parents tell
Thrilling
us stuff.
Conversation.
Our parents tell us stuff where we're just like, oh my God, you're a grandfather. Yeah. How are your grandkids? Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, we haven't had the rain.
Yeah. We really need it.
I hear about a lot of people dying that I don't know.
Right.
Well, you know, Cousin Mary's sister's brother died. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Right, but they expect you to go, oh my God, that's just
so sad. So sad. Yeah.
And then the only reason I know about the bees is because I don't want to talk about that dude. So I'm like, how are the bees?
The bees are your segue.
Yeah. Like, how are the bees? Oh, they're great.
I'm so happy you asked.
Tell me about the bees.
Josh, I will say, would you like to talk to them?
My dad sends me honey.
See, that was my question. Do you ever get the honey? It's cool.
Okay, so my dad sends me honey. And so he tells me a couple years ago, he's like, listen, you know the best honey is at the bottom. He's like, it's the dark brown, almost... It's like almost molasses-y looking. Ooh. He said, that's the best. Yeah. And I said, I go, great. I go, send me out some of that. And he goes, no. I go, what do you mean? He goes, no, you can't get this anywhere.
I'm you're a top scrape, Josh.
You can, man. I go, what do you mean? I go, what do you mean you can't get it? He goes, yeah, they don't sell this anywhere, but that I'll send you some of the other stuff.
I'm like, you're middle to upper quadrant.
I said I want to try some of the
dark stuff.
Bring me the brown bee juice.
But he kept saying, you don't get any of the dark brown.
You're going to waste it. You're going to put it on one of those golden graham crackers.
Yeah. He was like, you're going to be high at night and you're going to just lick it.
Drink it.
Yeah. Just drink it.
Yeah.
Like a Gatorade.
Exactly. I'm going to pour it on my golden grams. Where God intended it to be.
You know what's going to happen? And I don't wish this on your parents, but your parents are going to pass away at some point.
And then what happens to the bees?
And you're going to go to the basement, and there's going to be that private reserve of all that good honey. And in your parents' will, it's going
to
go, Josh gets none.
None of the siblings.
Do you have a sibling?
They'll give it to the church, or they'll give it to someone else.
I did say to my brother, I'm like, are you getting any of that brown honey?
Yeah. I got so much, I've been throwing it away.
Yeah, he goes, from dad? I go, yeah. He goes, no, I tried some at the house when I was there visiting him. And I just grabbed it, and I put it in the bag because I was going to take it home. And before I left the house, he's like, did you grab that brown honey? He's like, what? See, I had some brown honey up in the cabbage. You take it? He's like, yeah, I was bringing it back. Somewhere. He's like, no, you can't take that
it's
with you.
It's for on-site consumption.
Yeah, you can't take that off.
Oh, my God. This is like when your parents had the vodka bottle. And they would make the mark.
Yeah.
We know that you've been drinking. Your dad is now that way with the honey.
You've been into the honey again.
By the time I graduated high school, my mom's entire bottle of creme de menthe was Scope. And I had just switched them out.
They probably taste similar.
Oh, I remember her. She's like, it's minty this morning. I'm like, yeah, your breath is great. And
my brother took some of my grandmother's vodka because my dad would have a private reserve for her when she would come down. My grandmother loved Long Island iced teas.
Sweet.
And she would just dump everything
it,
into
grandma.
It. And she's sitting out there. She's 85 years old, and she's just pounding this thing. And she spits it out, and she goes, this Long Island tea tastes like shit.
No.
And my brother's sitting there, and she goes to the bottle, picks it up, and she goes, it's water. Who's been drinking it?
Come on.
And looked right up, 85 years old, just hammered him.
I have to ask you one question. The first question that popped into mind on that, what type of glass Is grandma drinking her long? Right? Is it a mug? Does she? Does it have?
I gotta
like
stand up for this one.
Oh, this is. I can't wait.
I'm gonna give you the best drinking story.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So I get. My guess is that she drank it out of the same glass. Like it wasn't like where's my?
She had a dedicated glass.
She had a dedicated glass, and I think it had a handle.
Ooh.
You would be correct.
I know.
Okay.
I was way off.
And so it is a mug, and I'm also going to say the mug had some writing on it.
Yep.
This is so exciting.
What size do you think the mug was?
That's a 16 ouncer.
No.
24?
No.
Was like it the a big was beer it a seven, style?
Was it like a 7-Eleven glass?
Here's the story.
Have a metal lid on it.
My grandmother went to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Listen, you need to stop drinking so much." Mm. My grandmother says, "I have one drink a day. I don't understand the problem." And he goes, "Well, what do you drink?" And she goes, "I like to have my Long Island iced teas." And he goes, "How many shots do you put in it?" And she goes, "Well, who the hell measures?"
Killing it.
Now, this is when she's at the doctor. And the doctor says, "Well, you should probably have, if you do that, maybe one shot, and that's about it." And she goes, "Honey, I put this in a Yukon insulated mug. It's 64 ounces, and I fill it to the brim."
No. 64 ounces.
So it's one of those
like a
big
trash can with a handle.
He goes, "I think you need to switch to red wine." And my grandmother goes, "I think I need to switch doctors." So that's my grandmother.
And she lived like 30
She lived until she was 89.